We are in the Schmeichel Blackboard Hour. I'm here with Dr. Larry Schmeichel of Schmeichel Smile Design, and we're going to talk about the new technology in Botox and Juvederm, of all things. Now, Dr. Larry, you're a dentist, so explain to us, how did you get into Botox and Juvederm treatments exactly?
I got into it to enhance facial aesthetics, which enhance their smiles. And who better to give Juvederm or Botox than someone that places more injections than any other profession, the dentist? Properly trained, of course.
I've actually heard that before about dentists actually having the most experience in that type of shots and things like that. Now, how long have you been doing these type of treatments?
A couple years now. I've had extensive training through the AAFE, the American Academy of Facial Aesthetics, who train medical doctors and dentists and nurses all over the country in Botox and dermal fillers.
Now, you've been doing that type of training yourself?
Yes. I'm mentoring with a group now. They're an unbelievable organization. Almost every weekend, there's some kind of advanced course around the country.
People know Botox about little wrinkles. I guess you can do that, right, around the face and around the eyes. But there's some other reason people get Botox and or Juvederm fillers. Can you explain that to the audience?
Yeah, there's cosmetic use of Botox, and there's therapeutic use. People that have chronic jaw pain, they might have headaches that are migraines. They have to be diagnosed with migraines. Botox is FDA approved for treating that. We can treat people who have sore jaw muscles, and people that can't wear a mouth guard and their jaws are killing them. We can place injections into their master, their jaw muscles are strong muscles, and they're grinding, night goes down. So there's lots of use for Botox, not just cosmetic.
I actually heard about this one, and I don't know if this is a technical term, gummy smile. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, somebody has a gummy smile. When they smile, they show a lot of gum above their upper front teeth. And they used to have procedures where doctors would break the jaws, orthodontists would come in and move teeth, very, very expensive procedures. Now, with a little bit of Botox just on each side of the nose, also possibly doing some Juvederm in the upper lip to make the lip contour great, you can actually drop that upper lip down so you don't have a gummy smile, and it's much less expensive than surgery.
So now that is a therapeutic type of treatment with Botox and Juvederm.
Yes.
Can you explain some of the cosmetic Botox that you would do for a patient?
Yeah, some people have water bottle lines around their mouth. Some people call them smoker's lines, but if they're not smokers, they don't like to hear the term smoker's lines.
Correct.
You can correct that with Botox around the lips to get rid of those. Around the forehead, eyes, and the brow area, you can get a great result with getting rid of wrinkles with Botox. It's very simple, and that's the first thing they train us to do in Botox.
Dr. Schmeichel, Schmeichel Blackboard Hour. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Dr. Larry.